Hello, it's Rich Wilson aboard Great American 3. It's February 25th, 1843 GMT, which makes it about a quarter of 2 in the afternoon, East Coast time, U.S. Position is 32 degrees 28 minutes north and 41 degrees 49 minutes west, making about 6 knots and, of course, a little bit north of northwest. We've just jived out of this high-pressure ridge. The last 24 hours, pretty difficult. Started to run out of the wind yesterday afternoon into the night. The wind kept dropping, and as we tried to wrap around the end of the ridge, which was supposed to be receding to the northeast, but was not, and so we got pretty well becalmed, and we're only making, 0.00 knots up to maybe 4 knots or 5 knots in the puffs, and decided to try to go perpendicular to the axis of the high-pressure ridge to try to make the crossing shorter. Of course, when you're going 1 to 2 knots, you're not really moving at all, and the weather system itself is pulsing a little bit in and out and moving, and so you're kind of really not doing much of anything because the system is so big. I mean, 100 miles across or so. So anyway, we did make some progress. Ended up jibing 8 times last night, and when the wind would shift a little bit, and I think it might be coming in from the south to the southwest even, or towards the southwest, which would then indicate that we were across. Pretty difficult night. I tried to sleep in between these jibes because the seas were calm, and I was able to do that, turn off the lights on the instruments so I couldn't see them, and just let the boat go. And the pilot was doing a pretty amazing job being able to steer even down to 1 to 2 knots of speed. Had it on its most or least active setting that we've found, and so it wasn't really steering very much at all. The boat would kind of be going straight. And but 2 times the sails went aback when we did get a wind shift, and the pilot would be hard over trying to correct the course and wasn't able to do it and shut itself off. And so I somehow sense that in the sleep and wake up and scramble to get everything squared away so that boat going in the right direction again, or maybe put the jibe in at that point if it looks like there's some wind coming in from the other direction. But anyway, all that was pretty much a tease. It didn't happen. And so this morning ended up just heading up higher on starboard tack and starboard jibe, and it seems like we did get around to the other side of the high, and but we were sort of being sucked back into it, and so I've jibed back out to head northwest, hopefully to get a header a little bit before the some more wind as we get further away from it. But of course, it's only going to last for, I don't know, 18-24 hours, and then it all changes again with a huge high-pressure system coming in from the north, which will have present us yet again with northeast winds coming right from France, and pretty strong winds. So we'll have to tack up into that and then tack out in a couple of days. And then, of course, as I had imagined, there is forecast a huge storm in the Bay of Biscay and the whole half of the Atlantic, actually, just when we get there. So anyway, we're not there yet, and a long way to go and a lot of difficult sailing to go. Anyway, today is a good part about today is it's my mother's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom, and the original adventurer in our family, and a real inspiration to me. I love you very much, Mom, so have a great day. And bon anniversaire, as they say. Happy birthday. Great American 3, off and clear.